This is your weekly look at the Asian political scene on VOA Global. I'm Michael Lippin. Hong Kong's democratic reform dispute has become increasingly violent in the past week. Police in the autonomous Chinese region have used batons and pepper spray against pro-democracy activists at two of the three protest sites where the activists began occupying streets in September. Thousands of officers dismantled the Mong Kok District's Occupy campsite last week, overcoming mostly passive resistance from protesters, some of whose heads were bloodied by the batons. Thousands more police confronted activists at the Admiralty site late Sunday, stopping them from surrounding the office of the city's leader, Chief Executive Leung Chun-ying. The activists have been protesting the Chinese government's August ruling that Hong Kong can stage its first direct election for chief executive in 2017 only if the candidates are vetted by a pro-Beijing committee. The Occupy movement's demand for what it calls a genuine choice of candidates retains strong public support. But recent surveys show growing numbers of Hong Kongers want an end to the street occupations. Lawmaker Emily Lau is the leader of Hong Kong's Democratic Party. I spoke to Lau last Friday while she was visiting Taiwan and asked her what she thinks of the street occupation strategy.
Well, I think it has been very effective in capturing Hong Kong and the world's imagination. And they call it the peaceful umbrella movement. And so I think from that point of view, it has really achieved much more than any other pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong has achieved in the last few decades. But of course, the central government in Beijing is extremely intransigent and refused to give an inch. And also many Hong Kong people are not too happy with the blockage on the main thoroughfare. And so I think it is time for us to consider what else we should do in order to take the movement forward, and also, of course, to respond to the people's wishes.
And what new tactics do you think pro-democracy activists in the city should consider at this point?
I think that we have to take the message to the people. It is true that many people understand what we are fighting for, but some have lost sight of it. So it is important to remind the people why so many people have taken to the streets for so many weeks. And I guess we have to change the strategy if Beijing would not immediately accede to the demand for universal suffrage. We will have to continue the dialogue and continue the struggle, but maybe in a different form.
The Hong Kong Federation of Students, which is one of the main groups involved in the Occupy movement, has said it's considering occupations of government buildings as a new tactic. What do you think of that idea?
I do not support that at all. I support the occupation movement from the start when it was proposed by the Occupy trio. Professor Benny Tai, Professor Chen Kin Man, and Reverend Chu Yao Ming. And their proposal was to occupy the street and so that cars cannot go past and then be arrested by the police. They never suggested that we should block any government building or commercial building, let alone rush in to occupy a government building or any other building. So that's what I agreed to from the start, and that's what I think should be the case. And I don't support blocking government office. If you do that, I'm sure the police and the government will react very strongly or violently, and that's not the result we want to see.
That was Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmaker Emily Lau. Well, that's it for this edition of The Asian Political Scene. I'm Michael Lippin.